Are you ready for a great deal?
Yes.
Well, yeah, if you time it right, it's a breeze.
WTOP saves you money as we bring in Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger's Personal Finance. Hiya, Janet.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Let's start with the big buys, appliances, furniture, cars. What are the best times to get a good deal?
Well, that is very interesting. July, of all times, right, coming up now, is a pretty good time to look for furniture, of all things, because in August, and again in the wintertime, in around February, is when you get new models, if you will, of furniture, right, the new designs. And so in the months previous to those, January and July, good times to look for some discounts, as little as 10%, maybe as much as 50%. So if you got some spare time this weekend, this is maybe where you want to go.
Okay, well, let's talk about travel. Folks are looking ahead to vacation. They want to go to some exotic places, but don't necessarily want to spend the big bucks. When is the best time to book a trip, depending on where you're going?
Well, this is also very interesting. You were just talking about the Olympics. Shoulder season is really good. Now, shoulder season, of course, is the time between peak summer season and then you get peak winter season, especially during the holidays. So if you're looking to go to London, for example, pass up the crowds and the short beds in the Olympics and wait till October, and there will be a lull in the travel season. At least that's what our Kiplinger experts are predicting. And also, the weather isn't so bad, probably in the 50s, maybe a bit rainier than usual. Apparently, there's always a lull in travel after any Olympics. So if you want to go anywhere, I suppose this would be a good time to look, London in particular. Also, you know, fall is also good. If you're looking to do a cruise, and everyone says, oh my gosh, you know, we don't want to do it in September because, hey, that's hurricane season. So why do I want to do that? But Aruba, the island of Aruba, it gives you the sort of the Caribbean ambiance, but it's actually south of the main storm lines that come through there. So you can get some pretty good deals on cruises down in that area.
So is there really a way to get something for nothing, or at least not pay cash for it?
Well, I think if you use some smart strategies, so for example, as we were saying, with a travel time, you know, look for shoulder season, try to escape primo peak season. But another interesting thing that we found out was that there is actually a best time, if you're booking online, believe it or not, the best time to book is about 3 o'clock on Tuesday afternoons. That is when the cheapest deals are available online. Again, probably because, you know, it's not primo time. But if you can't be sitting at your desk with your mouse primed to make the jump, traveling on a Wednesday is a good way to go. So there are ways to get bargains if you're willing to be a little flexible and, you know, not go during peak travel times.
All right. Thanks so much, Janet.
Oh, my pleasure.
Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance.